Mild to warm conditions continue across the Midwest this morning with temperatures in the 30s and 40s. We're going to warm up into the 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and 60s in the south over the next couple of days. And look out for this weekend when we'll probably see the temperatures working their way into the 60 and 70 degree range in the lower eastern Midwest. The heat will precede a period of stormy weather that's likely to dominate a big part of the country as we get into the second half of this coming weekend through much of next week. The storm systems that are advertised to come along will be impressive for some areas and not so for others. But the bottom line is we will go away from this dry and tranquil condition that we're seeing out there right now. The majority of the region is expected to see a dry biased pattern for the next few days. Now, with that said, we do have a disturbance that's moving across some of the northernmost parts of the region here today, and we'll see a few showers actually work their way all the way down into Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. As we go through the day, we'll look for that precipitation to be rather limited. That's where the cloud band is this morning, so we'll expect to go ahead and generate a few showers. Most of the precipitation is not going to be very impressive, though, a trace to a tenth of an inch at the most. And that'll be out of the way already by the time we get to this afternoon or evening. In the western Corn Belt, another disturbance will be pushing into the area as we go through the night tonight. And this disturbance is going to produce some light rain showers across the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin, as well as upper Michigan. And as that disturbance moves eastward during the course of the day tomorrow, we'll likely see light rain occurring across that region and also the rest of the Great Lakes area. The lower parts of the Midwest, though, will probably not be involved with much in the way of significant precipitation out of these two events, and net drying conditions will prevail, and that's one of the reasons why we will see the temperatures working their way higher as we go forward through the next two or three days. It's not going to be surprising to see those temperatures get up above 70 degrees just ahead of the next frontal boundary that cuts through the region. That next system is going to be a doozy for some areas. We are expecting a low-pressure center to form out in the hard red winter wheat country as we get out towards Friday evening and into Saturday morning. A few precursor showers will likely work their way across the eastern Midwest during the day Saturday, but it's going to be Saturday night into Sunday that we see this storm system really come together. And we'll see widespread rain and thunderstorm activity from Texas through Missouri and Illinois up to Michigan, and there's a good chance that we're going to see rain totals of a half inch to an inch and a half in general, but 2 to 3 inch amounts will be possible in several areas across the region. Those stronger thunderstorms will see to it that there is a possibility also for some localized flooding. The storm system will be out of the Midwest by the time we get out towards Monday afternoon, but really the majority of the eastern portions of the region will continue to be dealing with cloud cover and precipitation as we get into Monday. The next weather system that comes along is going to be focused mostly on the period during the middle part of next week, and it will bring snow to a big part of the northern Midwest. At that point in time, we'll probably see a fair amount of snowfall in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. The temperature bias will trend cooler after a while, but it's going to be quite warm, as I mentioned before, for the next few days. As we get out towards the end of the weekend and early part of next week, we will cool back into the range of 30s and 40s in the north and 40s and 50s in the south. It will take a while for the coolest air to work its way all the way down to the Ohio River Basin. So by the time we get to mid to late week next week, we'll start seeing that chilly condition starting to evolve. Low temperatures at night will not be much cooler than they were this morning in many areas across the Midwest until we get towards the early to middle part of next week, and then cooling will occur with the plains and western Corn Belt expecting below average temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.